Weiter sagt die Gemara, Lemochor, Hoda Ayale Ihu, Chamra Luvi. So the next day, he, the brother, the son, Rabbi Gamliel, came and brought him a white donkey. A Chamra Luvi, a special donkey for a Sheikhet. Omaluhu, so now he said, Shefilis Leseifa. Look at the end, the bottom of the posik. The Kosev Ben, it says there, Ano Loi Lemifchos Minaraisa. He said, our law book is not coming to take away from the Torah's Moshe, the Moshe, is Asisu. For Loi La Sufi Alaraisa, the Moshe Asisu. We're not coming to say more than the laws that it says by Moshe. Now he changed his mind. Now he said, no, we're saying exactly the same halachis like it says in the Sefer Torah. And you know, in the Sefer Torah it says, the Mokim Brom, Bratale Tirsus. Hey, that's what he told Rabbi Gamliel. The Bamokim, there's a son, the daughters don't yashin, as if to say, you should take no Yerusha, and your sister gets nothing. So here's the case where he took Sheikhet, each one gave him, and he passed in differently for each one of them. Is Omrole, so she told him, the wife, Mima Sholem, Nohon Hurecha Keshaga. Your light should shine like a lamp. In other words, to say, the reason why you're passing for me was because I gave you the gold lamp. Omale Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel told him, Osa Chamro Ubotas Lashaga. The donkey came and knocked over the lamp. In other words, to say that you're up Kafregi now. We see Klo, you're a person that takes Sheikhet. Rashi, no Nurcha Kishaga, Hanor Orcho Kishaga Rimzo Shinostalem Nurra Besheikhet. She was meramist him that she took, that he took a sheikhet from her. Omalar of Gamliel, Osachamro Bitsha, Dachva Soil Oritz, threw you down to the ground, claimem. Anine Tzachti B'Sheikhet, I won out because of the sheikhet. Now everybody will know that you're a person that takes sheikhet. So Dimoro Umipnei Ma Enker, as the Mishnah says, how come does the din you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, Mishum Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, we don't want you to stay home and learn Ksuvim, we want you better to come to hear the Joshua. So the Gemara, Omar Rav, Lo Shonuelu Bizman Beis HaMedrash. When is it also to learn Ksuvim? Only Bizman Beis HaMedrash means Bizman, the Rav is saying the Shia, saying the Joshua, which is before the Suda. Avushalei Bizman Beis HaMedrash, after the Zman of the Joshua, when people go home to eat, then Kurvin. Then the rest of Shabbos Avad, you are allowed to learn Ksuvim. So Rashi Bizman Beis HaMedrash Koydim Achilo Hayu Darshan. Before they went home to eat, it was too late, they used to darshan. Shloi Bizman Beis HaMedrash means Lachar Achilo. After they finished the Suda, then the Rav didn't give any more droshes. Lo Darshan Mishum Shichrus. Or the Shriach, the people got Shikha from the Sudas. So Zuch Rav is Svara. They only asked you not to learn Suvim B'Shas the Drosha because they want you to come to the Drosha. But after the Drosha, Vada, the rest of Shabbos is muta to learn Suvim. Ushmul Omar Shmul says, no, Afilu Shleib Bizman Beis HaMedrash. Even after the time of the Drosha, still incurring, still you're not all learned the Ksuvim the whole day of Shabbos. For the Gemara Kasha, Amy is not like that. For Nadoi asked with Ishmuel. Nadoi was the place where Shmuel was the Morda Asriel. Heavy. Uven Nadoi Paske Sidra the Ksuvim the Minchosa de Shabbata. And in Nadoi they used to have by Mincha on Shabbos to say Ksuvim. And just like we have to say Nevi'im, the Novi, the Haftarah, who then they used to have by Mincha, used to say Psukim Ksuvim. So it's Shveh, Nadoi was the Asr of Shmuel. The Shmuel holds you can't learn Ksuvim the whole day on Shabbos. How come they are not to learn Ksuvim B'Shas Mincha? So Drashi, Piske, Sidya B'Ksuvim. Ho Yurigilim, Likra, V'Veisa, Medrish, Pasha B'Ksuvim. Yeah. And the Gemara, Eli, Yit, Mahochi, Yit. This is the way you should learn the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav, Lo Shonuela B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash. Rav said, where did they ask you to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos? Not only at the time when they sang the Drosha, but the Yisra is also only in the place of the Drosha, only if you're there. But Avol Shalei B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash Kervin. But if you're home, you didn't go to the Drosha, and you're there, you're allowed to learn Ksuvim. It's only also to learn Ksuvim B'Mokim the Drosha. Shrashi B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash Shachochim Dorish. Tahayna B'Beis HaMedrash. I will be Alma Kurin. Other places you are allowed to learn Ksuvim. Shmuel Omar, Nain, Bain B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash, whether you're there by the Drosha. Bain Shaloi B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash, you're home, you're not by the Drosha. Bizman Beis HaMedrash, the time when the Rav is given the Drosha, Ain Kurin. You're not allowed to learn Ksuvim. Because we don't want you to be home learning Ksuvim. We want you better to be by the Drosha to hear the Yisurim and to hear the Aterim. But after the Achila, after the Suda, after they finish giving the drasha, then avadik koyrin. Then you are allowed to learn ksuv. The other Shmuel atarmin, like this Shmuel goes the time, the benadoi paske sidra the ksuvim the minchas the shabbato. And that doi they used to learn ksuvim, like we have novi in the morning. They used to learn ksuvim the afternoon by mincha shabbos. So it's very good that Shmuel is also matyu to learn ksuvim. His only asa is bishas the drasha. But after the drasha, it's mutter to learn ksuvim. Drashi bein b'mokin beis ha-medrish, bizman beis ha-medrish, en kurven. The fish mevat loy milelech eitz la-derish. But if you're going to be home learning ksuvim, you won't come to the drasha. Aber shalei bizman beis ha-medrish, we're going to liach rachila kurven. After you eat, then avad is mutter to learn a ksuvim. Vaita. Ravashi yamana liyolom kir yamorim mikor. It's like we said before. That Shmuel learns Pshat now Mishnah, it's also to learn Ksuvim the whole day of Shabbos. Why is Shmuel Kerem Nechemya? And Shmuel is saying Pshat that our Mishnah goes according to Rem Nechemya. The Tanya, Afa pi shomru kisve hakodesh, en koren behen. Even though there's a loch, you should know you're not allowed to read kisve hakodesh on Shabbos, for Nesveg and Abba Shreinim behen, you're allowed to, Shreinim Rashi learns, Kogoyin Medrash Yashir Makelish, you're allowed to learn the Midrashim about it. For Dorshin Behem Yikadashin in the Sifrei Kodesh, and Nitzrach Leposik, maybe Veroy Boy. While you're giving the drasha, you have to look up the posik. You're allowed to look up the posik. Omer of Nechemya, Mifnei Ma Omru Kisvei Hakodesh Ein Koren Ben. So the Nechemya Tam, what's the time the Rabbanim made Gzeira? You're not allowed to learn Kisvei Hakodesh on Shabbos. Now, according to Nechemya, it's also to learn Suvim the whole Shabbos, not Mishum Bitul Beis Medrash, but for a new time. What's the time? It's a Kavachayimad Chachamah wanted you not be eager to read Shtori Hedjoitis, Shtam Shtoros. I will soon see Rashi and tell you what it means. But because we don't want you to read Shtori Hedjoitis on Shabbos, we made it Xeri, you can't even learn Suvim on Shabbos. So according to Rav Nechemya, it has nothing to do with the Drosh on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to learn Suvim the whole day on Shabbos. Today, people should come to know you're not allowed to read Shtori Hedjoitis. But this is only according to Rav Nechemya. But La Locha Vada, we don't hold that Rav Nechemya. We hold the Smuta to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. Therefore, Shmuel, in his place in Nadoi, he was mata them to learn Ksuvim by Mincha. Shrashi Shtori Hedjoitis could go in Shel Cheshbonis. If you have the Cheshbon of all the money you have to spend, all the Hotzois, or Igeras Hashluchas Limtza Chayfetz. Or else he got a letter in the mail that somebody wants to find out something in the mail. So even to read the mail helps Rashi, it's also to read it. Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns Pirish Makuntris, Igeris, even a letter. The Tame effect Tais is the Noga Wailam Nikrais, Big Sab, the Igeris Hashluchim and Mokla Mokim. Or the Tautlam Vadi Shari. And Tais said the minigis, if you get a letter on Shabbos, you are allowed to read it. And it's not Muksa, because it's Roy Lotso Pisachusav. This is providing it came Teichatchum. Becomes chutzut chum, that's a different halacha, could be tzosa then. So therefore, Toy says, Nirul Ri, Lekori Shtori Hedjoitis, El Shtori Chayvis. Only a star, a piece of paper that has all the Chayvis, all your Chayvis, all the money you owe. Ukiyotzeben, Avli Gera Shori, but Stam, a letter you get, that's mutter to read on Shabbos. So the kids are contra Mechemia, they asked you as they write, you're not allowed to learn Suvim on Shabbos, because a person should know you're not allowed to read things on Shabbos. You shouldn't read Shtori Hedjoitis. You shouldn't read, things about business, about Masa Matan, you're not allowed to read. That's the Shaila about reading the newspaper on Shabbos. You start reading the newspaper just for Yoni Masa Matan, Staker Rosa. So, the Mishnah Vayta. Matzilin Tik HaSefer Im HaSefer. That's what we say if you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah from your house, take it outside. So, the Mishnah Chidish Huadin, the cover of the Sefer Torah, you could also carry outside, even though it's not in the Mokim, where you have an Eruv, where the Rabbanan, it should be also to carry from one Rishon Siyach to another Rishon Siyach. But Mishnah cover that Sefer, they are not you to carry it outside with its cover. V'tikat Tfilin Nematfilin. If you want to carry out the Tfilin, you're allowed to carry it out with its cover. V'yafal Pishyesh B'toichin Mois. Chidish, even though within in the cover of the Sefer Torah or the Tfilin, there's money. Still, you're allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos with the tefillin. Well, the Echen Matfilin, how far does the heter go? You're allowed to carry it outside. To where are you allowed to carry it? The Echen Matfilin, my son, the Movi Sheinim Afulish. Dafka to a Movi, that's the alleyway, which has three mechitzas to it. Only one side is open. That's called Einim Afulish. It's not open on both sides. It's only open on one side. This is usually the case of Movi Mefulish.
We'll see in the Gemara here exactly what this means. Here it means a little bit different. Ben b'seiro oime aflo mefulish. Ben b'seiro is matin, no, even to an alley, to a mavi that's mefulish, open on both sides, still you have had to carry the Sefer Torah there. I will see in the Gemara doesn't really mean open on both sides, but this is usually what the Lashon mefulish means. Usually mefulish means it's open on both sides. You go out the alleyway, either side opens up to the Rishus HaRabbi. So the Gemara, Tone Rabbonin, Arbo Oso Shechaluyas B'Shabbos. Hence when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and if there's a mitzvah on Erev Pesach to bring the Korban on Pesach. Now the Korban Pesach is B'Rich HaShabbos, even on Shabbos Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the Korban. So how, for what can you do with the Korban? Avad the Shechita you have to do. Now you have to get the Emurim, the fats, out of the behemoth in order to put it on the Mizbeach. Now how do you take the fats out? Is Mashita Nesa Pesach, you're allowed to skin the animal. Take the skin off the meat, Ad HaChozer, until you get to the breast. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Sherabbi Yechonon Ben Brukah. Yes, you're only allowed to skin the animal as much as you need to get the Emurim out. So you have to skin it to the Chozer, then you take out the Emurim, and you mark the Emurim on Shabbos. Then you have to leave the meat, leave the korban with its skin attached till nighttime, till after Shabbos, till it comes Pesach, and then you'll skin the rest of it, and then you'll make its liesh, you roast it. Say out to Rabbi Shmuel. The Chachamim say no. Mavshita nes kulay. On Shabbos today, you're allowed to be mavshit, you're allowed to pull the skin off the whole animal. Even though havshot, the pulling the skin off the animal, is an av malachim, here it's mutter. As they hold this bechlal, the korban Pesach, that the avoid of the korban Pesach is Bechah Shabbos. So the more bishleim of the Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, she Rabbi Yechonon Ben Brukah, do yisavid leit tzara kevoya. You know what, he's matter to do the malacha of skinning the animal on Shabbos, because you have to pull the skin off enough to be able to get the emurim out, which is tzarech kevoya, that's tzarech, the aktara of the korban, which is vada Bechah Shabbos. Elu l'rabbonim, but the kasher is on the rabbonim, my timer. Why are the Rabbonim matzi you, even after you have the Emurim out of the animal, that you made the Aktara, why are they matzi you to skin the rest of the animal? Lechura, there's no Tzarech HaYom, it's not called Tzarech HaVoya. It's only Tzarech of eating the meat at night time, there should be Yosef. And tomorrow, Omar Rabbo, Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, the Pasuk says, Omar Kro, Ko Poel Hashem Lemaneyu. Anything you want to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be mechabrit. Do it in the Kavod Degoyfin. So here, since this is a Korban Pesach, and you can eat this meat at night, the shame mitzvah korban pesach. So you have a heter to be mechabed the korban pesach even on Shabbos. So we'll soon see what the heter is. It's avad if somebody has the mashal a dirty tzitzis and he wants to wash the tzitzis on Shabbos to be able to wear a clean begin, avad it's also. You don't have the heter sam kopel Hashem l'maneil. Like I want to do a mitzvah tzitzis, I want it to be nice, I'll clean it on Shabbos because that's not doicha Shabbos. Here the pshat is the korban pesach the avoid is doicha Shabbos. So the question is, how much goes into the avodah of the korban pesach to say you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos? So the rabbanim say, "Machmas this svara called prayer l'Hashem l'maneil, that since the korban is a mechetz of the mitzvah, so you're allowed to do things to the korban to make the korban look nice. That's also the chlal, the avodah of the korban pesach, which is doicha Shabbos. For the gemara v'hochi mayl l'maneil, what's the inyan? What do you gain by skinning the behemah? How does that make it more kavodik?" And the Gemara ik myla maneilikum, it's machlaikis. Rav Yosef Amash layasriach. As if you take the skin off the animal, it doesn't get fafelt so fast. It's not masriach. It doesn't get fashtunken. Like Rashi Basunsi says, because when you have the skin on the animal, it makes it hot, and the more hot the meat gets, the more it gets spoiled. So therefore, you allow the skin, take off the skin from the animal, that the meat should not get spoiled. Rav Ramash lo yehe kotche shemayim muton kenevela. He's after the shechita, it's still called kotche shemayim, it's called a korban. So if you let it stay there with the skin, that's usually the way a nevela looks. A nevela, dead animal, it's there with its skin. An animal, you shech to the kosher animal, something you're going to use, you always skin it right away. So if you can have the meat with its skin on it, it looks like a nevela. That's called, that's why it's not the chobah, they leave it that way, that's why you have hetem to take off the skin. For the Gemara Mai Benai, what's now communion to Tutsim? You put this piece of meat now on a golden plate. As if it's time of design, it doesn't look nice, it looks like a nevela. Here that's in a golden plate, it doesn't look like it's a nevela. It looks like a choshev piece of meat. But if the time is that will be masriach, that the skin makes the meat hot and it becomes spoiled, it doesn't help you to put it in a golden plate. It'll still become spoiled. It'll still be mutter. Inami the other way. Yoyma the Yasona. You have a beautiful day, and we'll see Rashi, the north wind comes, that's not too cold and not too hot. So now the meat won't become masrich, won't become spoiled. See if it's spoiled, you have no heter this Shabbos to skin it. But if it tamiz misham looks like an avela, you'd be allowed to. Let's see Rashi. Hey, so Rabbi Shmuel holds on the Yad HaChoza. Maschil miraglov, you start from the feet, ho achreinim, the back feet, ad HaChoza, and you can skin it until you come to the breast. Shayochol hoitzi emurim. From there you can take out the fats, lahakdei chalboi, to be marked as fats. Because that's about the drich in Shabbos. V'sulai, more than that is also mafshit, midi, ad urta. You can't do any more hafshote, skinning it until night time. The tzarech had you to. The rest of the skinning is not the tzarech gavoy, it's not the tzarech the korban anymore. They avoid it to Hashem. It's only the tzarech the hedyot that you're allowed to eat it. So you can't eat it now on Shabbos anyway. Anyway, Erev Pesach, you can't eat it. Only until the night time. So therefore, it's not drich in Shabbos. Vital lemaneil lichvoidu. It's supposed to be mechabit mitzvahs or anything you do for Hashem. So what's the inyan of kavodish leyasriach? The drashi she'or mechamamoy, because the skin when it's on the animal makes the meat hot. Umasriach will spoil the meat. V'yein zek voidoy liyos pras oich leishulchanay megoyel. That this korban pesach reading is like this from the shulchan of Hashem. That you should let it become spoiled. It's not covered to let the meat become spoiled. Therefore, the rabbanon hold bechlal the avoid of the korban is to skin the whole animal. Now, if Kamina reads out through the Dahaba, Sheinemotib Bizoin, it doesn't look like a Bizoin. Avo Lishema Yasriya Chayish, but we're afraid it'll spoil. Rabbi Yosef. Rav Lechayish Adurta. Rav says, no, Sandra will spoil by nighttime, I'm not afraid of. Just it doesn't look nice, but if it's in a golden plate, then it looks nice. But the other man, the Yom the Yasonam, Ruach Safinis. When the north wind comes, she Beninis, that's the middle wind, like Lechanov Leitinis, not too hot, not too cold. What's called the wind that makes it spoil? That's Ruach Mizrachas, that's the east wind. That's when it's hot. Even a Shikh Vazer in the womb of an Isha will become spoiled when you have this hot air coming, this hot wind. Rabbi Yishmael ben Yisha, Rabbi Yechonam ben Ruka, Hai, Poel HaShem L'maneyo, Mayobidli, what does he do with this posting like he's supposed to make the mitzvahs look nice? Like, why isn't he matter here to skin the whole animal? The Teretz is, Shelo Yoytzi Yesei Murim Koydim Havshrat Esor. Vim it's enough to be matter to take off the skin of the animal before you take out the Emurim. In other words, up until the breast of the animal, you are allowed to skin it. My time, Al Rafuna Brady Rav Nosim Mishum Naaman. That we don't want when you take out the fats of the animal, some skin, some hair should be attached. The Rashi's Mishum Naaman Shotsemim. Hanid Bokim Bimurim. That pieces of wool will still be attached to the Emurim. That's not nice. Therefore, we will mati you first to skin the animal until the Chaza, until you get clean enough to be able to pull out the fats, and that's all. So the Chur, the Kashri is even contrary to Shmuel. Why are you allowed to skin the animal at all? Do this malach of Avshoto. The Chura, after the Shechita, just cut open the animal with a knife, make a slit, and pull out the chelif. Why are you allowed to at all take off the skin? So this is a terrorist, because he's also asking to post the Kopel HaShem L'maneyu, which is Matarat Khan, that if you don't skin it, but you just make a slit and pull out the fats, we're afraid when you're pulling out the fats, some of the wool will get attached to it. And that's not nice, it's not covered. Therefore, we'll mat you to skin the animal until the mokum that you pull out the fats. But once you get the emurim out, you can make the aktorah. More than that, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Moravite. Omer Rav Chizda. Omer Mar Ukfa. Maya Hadru Le Chavrei Rabbi Yishmoel B'noyesh Rabbi Yechonim Ben Bruka. Hey, so what did the Chomim answer back to Rabbi Yishmoel? Like, where did they bring the riot to their din? Where they bring a riot that's mutter to skin the whole animal, the covered the inyan of the korban pesach. So they brought a riot from our Mishnah. That's why B'chal, this whole Gemara is brought down here. His hochi kamrulei. This is the way the rabbanan tying the back to Bishmuel. It says now Mishnah is imatzilum tik haSefer maSefer. If you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah because of the Sefer Torah, loy nafshet es haPesach miYoyrei. Shouldn't you be allowed to take the skin off the behemer altogether? So Rashi learns, Tik ima seifim. V'yafal pi sheyesh b'teuchem mois. Even though in the cover there's money. Why are you allowed to carry it out? Mishum kovet ha-seifer shud tzara gvoya. Avdinam behedja ha-tzolas mois. Shem tzara chedit. Hey, since you're being oisik and saving the Sefer Torah with tzara gvoya, you're allowed to even save also tzara chedit. Is the Kura here also? La nishat ha-sapeseh b'tmiya. Mishum tzara gvoya. La shor tzara chedit v'hadei. Since you're taking off the skin now, you started to take it off with a kavana to get the Emur mount, which is called Tzarech the Korban Tzarech Gavoya. So once you start doing Tzarech Gavoya, you should be allowed to finish the whole thing, even though you're doing Tzarech Hedit also. That's the Raya for our mission. So the Gemara, Midami, what's the Sushta of our Mishnah? Hosom Tiltol, Hochom Locha. In our Mishnah, it's only Shalva Niska Rabbanan. You're only carrying out from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanans were mati you. But here you're doing a malacha. Here you want to skin the animal. The malacha of skinning an animal is one of the Yavas malachas. So what's the tushtel? Even though you have had to start skinning it, the Sarah Gavoya, you don't have a right to finish it though. So with the rest of it, isn't that Isri Raisa? Omravashi, Betarati Pligi. I tell you, it's like this, that the machlekes of Yishmol is in two great machlekes. Pligi b'tiltol or pligi b'mlocha. It's not the truth. There's one machlokes if you could do the rest of the skinning or not. Now for that point, they're not bringing it right from our Mishnah. But there's another machlokes. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that after you skin the animal until the chazah, you can't skin it anymore. Now that the skin is still attached to the animal and the skin is muksa, you can't touch the animal either. The whole thing remains muksa. So on that there's a machlokes. V'achi kamri. Now, for this point of muksa, the Rabbanan bring a raya for our Mishnah. Vochi kamrulei. In matzilim tikha sefer ma'sefer. If you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, learn the title or agav osar, shouldn't you be allowed to touch the skin, move the skin around the Shabbos, agav the meat? So, Trashi, betarti pligi. Kabe pesach pligi betiltuloi di osar ebishmel taltul. Ha pesach, acha shreitzi emurav. His Abishmol holds that the whole thing becomes muksa. Afilu mechamel tail from the sun to the shade. Mishumor, because of the skin, the lamb bat tiltlos, now you can't, it's not usable right now. Eyes of trashiv le dom of the shark and the arminabar of toim, but my toimnim, shem metal to noisun, I we have before skin is a kli, it's not muksa. So awesome, or behem the gas there, we're talking about the skin of a big behemah. Le mishchai le migzalayo, there it's made to sit on, it's for a mat. Mashing and here we're talking about the behemah dak, the korban pesach, you have no use for the skin. So since the skin is muksa, therefore you can't touch the meat either. And that they said, v'hoka kamalei, tshuva linya tiltu, the chomer bring your wife and our mishnah, call upon that tiltu should be mutter. You should be allowed to touch the skin. But in the tat lor aga bosa, they have inami kvoit shemayim. The bosa do me the sefer, the chur the meat of the korban pesach is like a sefer Torah. It's a tzorek avoy, it's a tzorek mitzvah. So once you let it touch the meat, because the meat is called like a seraph, the korban pesach, it has a like a sefer Torah, is huadin, the skin should also be muta. That's the Rechom's raya for our Mishnah. And the Gemara is not the Gemara, me dummy, even that shver. Is there any raya? Hosom nasis bosses ladovra muter. His boy is sefer Torah, the tick is the covering for the Sefer Torah, so there's no muksa at all. Abahorcha nasis bosses dover osir. Here, our core point of the meat is the bosses to the skin. And since the skin is muksa, mel is a shal of muksa, you have no raya the chal for now, Mishnah, that is the hetera muksa. Elzadamar hochi kormele, this is the raya. Im matilon tiksho sefer im ha sefer, viafal pi sheesh patechen mois. As the Mishnah says a chiddish, even if in the cover of the Sefer Torah or the cover of the tefillin, there's money. Now once you have money, the money is muksa. Still, you're allowed to save it. Because you're working with the Sefer to save the Torah. You learn the title or agav bosar. Can't hear also, you touch the skin, agav the meat. And since the meat is hetadik, because the meat is like is a chefsa, the mitzvah like, it's a korban pesach. So therefore, you should be allowed to touch the skin also. For the more vitamin dummy, there's still no raya. Hosom nasas bosar the dovra osar, dovra mutar. As when you want to carry the cover, the cover is a boss's zayt to the Sefer Torah and zayt to the money. So since it's a boss's for both, the heter and tisa, then we matter. But here the skin is a boss's to the meat. So now Rashi says, now the Gemara's Chazorah, that the meat gufra is muksa. Hey, it's the meat gufra you can't use now with the Shabbos. But Monashach, it's Erev Pesach now. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat this meat. And the frat, you can only eat a Korban Pesach tzliyesh. You have to roast it first. Here you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it now. So even the meat becomes muksa. So here the whole thing is muksa. Zai the ore and zai the meat is muksa. So rather there's no heter to metalpot the way it is. As the Gemara hochi karmi. This is what the Rabbanim wanted to bring a raya. Hochi karmi lei. Im mevi and tik. Sheyesh b'toicha moyis miyalma. Lahatzel boi sefer Torah. He says, I have a meaning now. If you have the sefer Torah in one room, and the cover is in the other room, and in the cover there's money, you're allowed to pick up the cover with the money to the sefer Torah to save it all. So here, when you're picking up the cover with the money, it's just pure muksa, and still it's mutl, circle sefer Torah. It's like natatel or agavosar. Can't you touch here the skin with the meat, even though they're both muksa? So what? But you want to save it now with circle to be able at nighttime to eat this korban, to do a mitzvah with it, it should also be mutter. So the Gemara named the Higufim and Nolan. How do you know this chiddush so much either? Who told you this halacha? That if you have the cover of the Sefer Torah with money, that you're allowed to be metaltal it with the money. Aval you're not allowed to be metaltal it, since the whole thing is muksa, there's no heter. We're only matthew to carry the tick when it has money, when the Sefer Torah is inside it. So where's your Raya Mechlal to say such a chiddush, that you're allowed to carry the cover or with the money to bring it to the Sefer Torah? Elaim, if you want to tell me, just like when you have the Sefer Torah in its cover with the money inside it, you're not mechuyev to first empty the cover and then carry it out. Is it suyanami my sinan or bezoy? Since you don't have to empty out the money, it's right. Even if you just find the cover by itself with the money, you'd also be allowed to carry it and bring it to the Sefer Torah. So the mar midami, what's the raya? It's when you have the cover on the Sefer Torah, even though there's money inside it, we don't tell you have to take off the cover and shake out the money, because we're afraid while you're doing that, maybe the Sefer will be burnt up. So then Avad would tell you, carry the Sefer out right now the way it is and save it. In a case where you want to run to get the cover, is while you're bringing the cover to the Sefer Torah, empty it out. Avad, you have no head to walk around with the money inside the cover. So merely you have no raya that Matthew claw muksa here because you want to save the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara Elo Ama Ma Baravashi Enachanami Liyelam Kedarmina Mekara Havada the Chum. There's only one machlekes of Bishmol in the Chum. So machlekes, are you allowed to make that shota? Can you skin the whole animal or you can't skin the whole animal? And still the Chum bring a raya for now Mishnah. Here, let's see Rashi. Isuye Nami Masina Miyama. If you have this cover, it has money inside it, to bring the cover to the Sefer Torah to save it, mi dami. Where's the tushtel? We don't tell you to throw it out. Maybe while you're emptying out the cover, the safe will be burnt up. While you're bringing the cover, empty out the money. So maybe there's no right to tilt it for now, Mishnah. So the Moros Chayzuk, there's a Rashi, Kedermina Mikora, to lay pligi yelabav shot. There's only a machlekes that Bishmol says you can't skin the whole animal, and the Rabbonin say you could skin the whole animal. Or Maitzi Rabbonin raya mitik, and still the Chumah bringing a raya from tik. Mitik has sefer, the mastis and the matzil and moyes agav sefer. They still bring a raya tzorech edin. Agav tzorech gevoya. Now what's the raya, is that the Gemara? You had a kasher on this. How could it be right for the Mishnah? Hocha tilto b'hocham locha. The Mishnah is talking about Nisdi Rabbonin. And the Chura to make kasher to skin the animals in Nisdi Raisa. Kegoyin deloy keboy delior. I tell you, here we're talking about when you skin the animal, you don't need the skin. So Mela, the Chura applies like a mlocha shansiris lagufa. Even the Rashi says the Chura here applies like any maskavin. So that's why it's only Nisdi Rabbonin. For the Gemara, the Abaye of Rabbi Dama Tavayu, of a Moide Rabbi Shimon, the Psikresh of Loyomis. That where it's a psik ratio, it isn't necessarily raisa skur here when you skin it. You're vada taking off the skin. You're pulling off the skin, Rashi learns piece by piece, small piece by small piece. So that's called a shinui. So therefore, there's no necessarily raisa. It's only necessarily rabbonin. So for necessarily rabbonin, it's good. The Gemara brings a raya. The rabbonin brings a raya for now, Mishnah. That he's through with the rabbonin. Well, Matthew, since you're doing the circle of the Sefer, he wrote, since you're doing.